Patricia Clarkson often plays the character who provides the key dramatic turn in a story, the confident neighbor in Far From Heaven, the sister in HBO's 6 Feet Under, the doctor in last year's Lars and the Real Girl. In her new film, Married Life, her first of many coming out this year, it's a kind of reworking of a 1940s melodrama, with Miss Clarkson playing Pat, whose straying husband Harry, played by Chris Cooper, has decided that the best way to spare his beloved spouse the pain of losing him is to kill her.
You know I shouldn't.
Eat, drink, and be merry, my dear.
I'll taste everything, I promise, darling.
We're delighted to have Patricia Clarkson in our studio. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Why do you want to play this role?
Well, you know, I've done quite a few period films.
That was on this list of questions I have before me, this period in particular.
But yeah. Yes, but I found that Pat was a truly kind of sexual, sensual character, and winning and sporty and complicated. And, you know, for women in their 40s, those are rare opportunities, and I had to seize it. And,
you're not in your 40s, though.
I just met you, but I love you.
Well, there's a wonderful scene that you play just with your hand. Simple, in the middle of the night, reaching for Chris Cooper's hand.
Yes, but that's the beauty of this. This film is surprising, you know, and it's kind of this smashing of genres, you know, the melodrama, the thriller, the dark comedy. But it's a testament also to Ira's direction, you know.
This is the director.
Ira Sachs is the director, and that's also the reason I wanted to do this film. And just there's some very simple, I find, eloquent scenes in this movie, and I was really quite thrilled to be a part of it when I was offered it. And then the bonus of Chris Cooper.
We should mention terrific cast, including
yes.
Chris Cooper,
oh, yes.
Pierce Brosnan, and
Rachel McAdams, yes.
Yeah. Well, let's get to the Chris Cooper part now.
Well, you know, I've known Chris for quite some time. We're dear friends, and the very first movie I ever did, independent film I ever did, you know, I'm Queen of the Independents, but the very first one I ever did was with Chris Cooper, Pharaoh's Army. A beautiful little film shot in Danville, Kentucky for $350,000. And that was 1995. And he's a magnificent man. And so a lot of the homework was done because I have such an emotional connection to him as a friend. Mm-hmm. But I just also adore him. And Pat truly does adore Harry. And so that came easily. I think she likes Harry. I think she struggled with love for him. Yeah. And I think that's what's maybe kind of beautiful about this film is I think these are two people who maybe actually have real love at the end of the film after 25 years. But they go through a lot to get there.
Yes.
And I have to drink a lot of, we won't spoil anything.
When you work with Pierce Brosnan, mm-hmm. a lot of James Bond jokes?
No. You know what's so funny is, I mean, he's so dashing and kind and gregarious, and he's
very willing to play the cad in roles too.
Well, he's remarkable in this film, I think, and you know, he's a consummate actor.
What does that mean? What are the qualities that you think add up to that?
I think it is an actor that is willing to truly expose themselves and truly reveal secrets. I think playing characters is wonderful as an actor, but I think at the end of the day, you have to be willing to go to those really difficult places. And to me, that's why as actors, hopefully we just get better and better and better because we just continue to peel the layers off. And that's what I hope to always be doing.
I mean, do you always have to play a character with whom you feel some commonality?
Oh, no. It's always about playing facets of yourself and letting those facets come through. But I think at the end of the day, it's whether it's high comedy or high drama, you have to kind of be willing to look bad.
What are some of the differences between making an independent film 13 years ago for $350,000 and making the major studio productions you've been in, or increasingly the independent films are becoming major productions?
Well, it does come down to time and money and a trailer and lunch. Actually having like a catered lunch, which on a lot of independent films, you know, it's a struggle. But I mean, independent film, there are many strengths and they do fortunately outweigh the deficits. And I mean, I think it is a powerful medium, independent filmmaking, because it is organically intimate. Mm-hmm. And it's where I'm comfortable, too. It's got a certain speed, and you really have to know your stuff because you don't have a lot of time and you can't waste time. Mm-hmm. And a lot is required of you. But I do like making big films also, don't get me wrong. Yeah. Oh, I like making studio films also. It's just a different experience. But at the end of the day, it's always about the work. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, when you're in the middle of a scene with someone, that's why you're there.
Mm-hmm. But in independent films, you don't tend to do the same scene over and over again the way you sometimes will in, let's say,
you don't have the luxury of as many takes, no.
You've got three films coming out. The directors Stanley Tucci, Woody Allen, and Martin Scorsese.
Well, no, I haven't shot the Scorsese. That's what I shoot next in about a month and a half. Yes.
Okay.
But yes, I think I've died and gone to heaven. Yes.
Well, it's Stanley Tucci, the newest, is very
yes.
well.
We just had our film at Sundance. It's amazing. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, he's been on our show, Woody yes. Allen, just a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And Woody Allen volunteered the fact that he refer to people as the actor.
Yes.
He doesn't agree. Is that how?
No, I mean, you know, there's so many myths about Woody, but the truth
he gave us a few.
No, I know. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, like, he won't speak to you. He spoke to me quite often on the set, but he really does know what he's doing. He really is quite remarkable, and I had a wonderful time on a set, and he keeps it, the joint is jumping on a Woody Allen's. You know, you can improv, you can really go from A to Z, you can take it, as long as you hit the points, you can say the lines he's written, but you better make them your own, or you can swish it and whirl it and wing it and ding it, and you can do whatever you want as long as you're hitting the right points, and, you know, you can really mix it up, and he likes that. And I love a director who likes to be surprised and is not set in their ways, and, you know, Stanley is similar, and so that's why it was quite dreamy to work with the two of them pretty much back to back.
Do you find it's a natural temptation, though, for people to cast you as one kind of...
I think I had that problem more in the past. Yeah. Ever since this film I did, High Art, people have viewed me in a different way, which is fantastic. So they'll see me as crazy now, which is much closer to
This was the Ally Sheedy film.
Yes, I play a heroin addict. But it just kind of shifted things. You know, perception is everything. And once you kind of shift the way people perceive you, all it takes is one moment or one part. And I was fortunate and that opportunity came along.
Forgive me for not remembering this, but you were on Frasier?
Yes. I did three episodes of a woman one of his little dating arcs. I had a dating arc, I think they referred to them, yes.
That's a very distinguished roster of actors.
Yes,
actresses.
Oh no, yeah. I'm, whoo-hoo, yes, I have a T-shirt. I was one of the Frasier girls.
You're working so much. Is it nice to have these big roles come to you when you've been around enough to appreciate them, let me put it that way?
Oh, yes. No, you're...
As opposed to being 22 or 23.
Yes. I mean, it's difficult being 28, but...
No, and you handle it with such graciousness. I think you can speak for women in their late 20s everywhere.
Yes, women in their late 20s everywhere. I'm there for you. Yeah. Of course, I'm more appreciative. I've been in far more foxholes. I've been in far more trenches. And I'm exhausted. And thankful.
Patricia Clarkson's new film, Buried Life, will be released nationally March 21st. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.